Hello, my luscious ones. I hope the first month of 2023 has treated you very well. It's been great so far for me this new year. Although, if you can't tell from the sound of my voice, I have a cold or something. Hopefully it's just a cold. Seemed to come on yesterday, and I'm fighting that a little bit today. But I did want to start sharing some very brief recap, review, coming up type of audios every month this year. So let's jump right into that. I don't know how long my voice will last or it'll be before I start sniffling on this audio, which is not a very erotic sound. So in January, I posted a survey for your feedback, and that was amazing. I got a lot of really great feedback, very helpful. I'll share some of the highlights in my February monthly update. But if some of you still want to provide your feedback and didn't have a chance to, I'll add the link to this post as well. In addition, in January, I just noticed as I was going back to see all the fun things I did and posted, I realized that I posted two MILF audios, two Glory Hole Girl audios, and two bull themed audios. And that wasn't purposeful. Sometimes I don't even realize. I might just get on a fixation one month, and especially when I just do my inspired recordings, I don't realize until it's done and I've edited and I go to post that, hey, I've done something with this theme already this month or recently, but I enjoyed them, so they were out there for you. What I also enjoyed from January was a couple of audios where I took a different character perspective than the usual, like when I played the jealous but turned on cuck queen in the stripper envy audio. I don't usually play, I usually play the cuck queen, but it's usually the confident cuck queen, not that she wasn't confident, that character, but the jealousy factor was fun, and I'm kind of enjoying that. I don't do enough of that, I think. And then in one of the letters to Lacey, I actually did the letter from the bull's perspective versus the stag's perspective in a hot wife scenario. And for those of you who don't know the hot wife terminology, a stag is considered the hot wife's husband or partner, the one who likes sharing his woman. And the bull is the cock that they're sharing her with for the night, or the fantasy fuck that she wants, or what have you. But he's not a permanent fixture. So in that letter, I got to talk about things from the bull's perspective, which I don't usually give the bull a voice. And I do have a couple of suggestions, actually, from a listener for something similar, like audios from a different perspective that I don't normally take. So I've added those to my list as well for future fun. And of course, if you guys have any ideas as well like that, absolutely let me know, because I'm enjoying that. So that's a little bit of a recap of some of the audios that went out last month. What have I actually been up to other than creating audios? I'm working on just trying to create a comprehensive alphabetical list of all of my audios with links. That's been something I wanted to do forever. I'm not sure if I talked about it in my monthly update. I have flu brain today, but I have been working on that in some off time outside of the naughty room, just doing that type of administrative stuff. For several reasons, I just think it's long overdue. It'll be much easier to have everything in one place for people to find. And I want to make room for some newer public content and rotate out some of the older content, but not have that content be lost or forgotten. So it'll be all there in the list. And don't worry, as subscribers, you will have access to whatever audios I have on that list, depending on your tier, of course, but they'll all be there. As always, I have some great live chats with people this month, and I actually got some interesting feedback as well on the coming in a sock topic that was on my monthly update. So I have some insight that I'll be sharing on this month's monthly update as well. Outside of the naughty room, you know, just regular life stuff, I have been watching, I think there's only two or three episodes of a show. I want to say it's on TLC, but it's probably not. I'm not sure what network it's on, but it's called MILF Manor. And at least I'm just getting the first few episodes here. And it's not what I expected a show called MILF Manor would be like. It is and it isn't, but I'll give you my feedback or pre-review on MILF Manor when I do my monthly update. Maybe I'll have a few more episodes in by then and can give you a better feel of the show. Right now, I'm not a huge fan of it. Let's just say I'd much rather be at the MILF retreat than at MILF Manor. So what am I working on for February, audio-wise and content-wise? I am going to put this caveat out there that these are not promises. This is what's in my mind right now, and you know how I like to do whatever I want to do. But this is what I'm thinking. I do have the idea for just a feel-good appreciation audio that I want to do, because I feel like I have some stuff that I want to say in that audio, and hopefully something Valentine's, which I usually get around to. I am working on a very exciting celebration collab audio with several other performers that I'm organizing. It seems to be well on track for February, fingers crossed, but I'm so excited about that. And I have yet another collab in the works for hopefully March as well. I really enjoy collabing with people, the fun people who want to collab with me and share. So fingers crossed those are coming up, one in February, hopefully. I want to do a MILF tale. MILF came through hands down. MILF and what was the other one? Hot wife / cheating came through in the survey so far that I sent out as hands down your favorite. There are others, but those were even higher than I thought they would be. So it makes sense that I would share another MILF audio. Not just MILF, I guess it's age gap. So it could be the other way around. I guess that's a DILF, MILF or DILF audios. And I love those anyways, so it's fun to see that you guys like them. I also have in my mind, of course, Glory Hole 3, which I left on a purposefully naughty cliffhanger. And just today, the script writer who shares the I Only Fuck Married Men scripts sent me a part, I want to say 4, maybe we're on 5. He sent me 4 or 5 or 5 and 6. There's 2 more parts. I've read the next one and it's pretty hot as well. Not read and recorded, just read. And I just find myself riveted reading these stories. I really like the way that author, that script writer, I should say, writes the tales. They really draw me in, and that's why I like recording them so much. So yeah, I'm pretty sure that'll get recorded for February as well. Plus, whatever naughtiness I come up with. Hopefully, it will be after I don't sound so nasally. I don't know if you can hear that. I hear it very much so in my voice, but, you know, I hear every little thing. So I will stop holding you hostage to listening to my nasally voice and wish you and me and us a very fun and orgasmic month of February to come. Bye for now, my luscious ones. Lacey.